First, though, we want to focus on another area of government potentially impacted by the federal shutdown in Washington, the resettlement of refugees, people from all over the globe who trust that America can protect them from war and persecution. The World's Jason Margolis has been checking in with some refugee resettlement agencies across the U.S.
When new refugees arrive in the United States, they come to a place like the Somali Development Center in Jamaica Plain, a neighborhood of Boston. The organization serves about 500 refugees and immigrants a year from the Horn of Africa. Abdi Raham Youssef is the executive director.
We are doing a lot of work for a very vulnerable population that does not get a lot of help and support. You know, help them get a job, help them get affordable housing, get the kids in the right schools, teach people English and acculturation issues.
Youssef gets money to do much of this from the state of Massachusetts, which receives its funding from the federal government. So I asked Youssef if the government shutdown affects his office. I'm not the only one asking.
A lot of people are asking me, what's going to happen? Is this office going to close? And, you know, creates uncertainty for people, yes.
Youssef reassures his clients, though, he doesn't expect much of an impact on operations. That is, if the shutdown only lasts a few days.
But yeah, who knows how, you know, the whole idea and the tension is, I don't know.
I called the Massachusetts Office for Refugees and Immigrants to try and get some clarification. They send Youssef his checks. The chief of staff there suggested that I contact a federal administrator at the Office of Refugee Resettlement in Washington. So I sent an email and got an immediate response. It said, quote, I am out of the office on furlough and I am not able to read or respond to your message. This situation has left a lot of refugee resettlement agencies across the nation feeling a bit confused.
I think the impacts are kind of rippling out a little bit. We're learning a little bit more. Literally, it feels like as each hour passes.
Christina Bruce Bennion directs the Agency for New Americans in Boise, Idaho. Her organization works mostly with Iraqi, Congolese, and Somali refugees. She relies on a mix of funding sources and grants, which she says are mostly already allocated. But one of her key grants has now been suspended because of the shutdown.
I know there are several meetings going on, I think, in New York and D.C. today as they try to figure out, what all the different pieces are that are being impacted. We did have actually an arrival come last night. So as we move through the usual things of applying for Social Security cards and other public benefits, I guess we'll be seeing a little bit more. We're hearing anecdotally that, for example, Social Security applications and food stamp benefits and Medicaid and things are being impacted around the country. We just haven't seen it here yet.
What she has seen is the impact of the so-called sequestration, automatic spending cuts to government-funded programs. Those took effect in January. Bruce Bennion says some of her grants have been cut by as much as 20%. Back in Boston, Abdi Raham Youssef has also seen his budget cut dramatically by the sequestration. He says it's harder to pay the rent, the electric bill, and his small part-time staff. To him, the latest government shutdown reflects a sad state of affairs in Washington.
It is possible that next year we might not be here. It's very possible. After 17 years of trying to build an institution that helps newcomers acculturate and integrate into the larger American society.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.